Good morning, and thank you for joining us for today's marketing training. We are still going through section by section Antonio's Humanizing Your Brand keynote. Now, just a reminder of what the keynote is about. He says, we all know that attention is the new currency, but how does one get attention that can lead to trust so customers will buy from you every time? This is the sole message of the keynote and the problem it addresses. Antonio discussed how to discover what your audience actually wants, how to give it to them every time, and get them to trust your company's brand and activate their purchase power. We've discussed several things, and last week we discussed this 10-hour date. We had some call to actions. We had the first one was doing your 3-3-3 technique. So what I want to do is, by raise of hands, who all did your 3-3-3 technique last week? All right, Miss Pam. Oh, okay, Coach D, Miss Pam. So how was it? I want to start with Miss Pam. How did it go?
Oh, the results were astounding. That's it. We did it. We took note yesterday that 3-3-3 resulted in us getting 100 new people following us on Facebook, on Ice Buddy, that we did not have in 1 week's time. I sent also a 2-page memo to my staff last week after your class, reminding them that Ice Buddy is not just about selling products, but providing education and information through seminars and workshops. I asked them to, I told them that we wanted to identify people who were going to, we wanted to videotape and have those videos to put on our website and on the SVOD we're going to start. And I had called you, Deanna, to find out how to do that with Zoom and stuff. And so we are already getting feedback. I've got a social worker from Maryland who said, yes, who I used to work with. I will talk about mental health and why Ice Buddy is needed there. I have a fireman chaplain from New Jersey said, called me last night, Pam, I'm on my fifth video, 10-minute segment I'm going to do for you. And all my staff have reported in. So I've gotten lots of great response, and we're gearing up to create an SVOD.
Wow. Wow.
Excellent. Can I pass? I don't want to follow that. Hell, I mean, come on. She got a staff of people, and I just barely got a half of a personal assistant. She got a staff, and I got 100 people. I got about 6 people based on my 3-3, and I thought I was doing good. I was training on it this morning. I thought I did so well. She got 100 people.
But I don't teach the classes you do, Daryl, so I think you do.
That's why I'm not going to follow you, right?
You have to prepare for your classes. I just follow you. You and Antonio and Deanna and Grace are my leaders. I'm just following in your footsteps, so you all paved the way. You made it easy for me.
Well, in this case, the follower is going to be followed, because that's fantastic what you did. Now, using, in fact, I was on a training call this morning with a couple of people that we talked about the 3-3 and how powerful it is, and I've been using it, but I employed an additional strategy. I kind of mentioned it last night as well, is that when I get people who are requesting friendships, I start that process with them, or when I send out requests for friendships, it's always a really nice, thank you for being my friend, et cetera. And then I start the process of building that relationship using the 3-3-3 technique. And my results last week is I had about 6 people inbox me without even going any further than I did, wanting to know more information, got a number of, I didn't even track. That's why I said I didn't want to follow Pam, because I don't track like she tracks, and I need to get better at that, but I need support in that area. So if anyone wants to volunteer, I'll take that support. But the point is, it works. It worked on a smaller scale for me, but it certainly works. People are joining both the message to the masses and changing the narrative, and not as much interaction as I would like, and I think that's going to be, as I follow up with them a little more, and getting getting that support from them that way. So.
Hold on. You know, both of you, okay, so Toasty, even though you said you didn't get that outcome as Ms. Ham, that's still absolutely amazing. So please, I applaud both of you. That's absolutely awesome because you both each had different techniques, but you both still did. You both still did it. And, you know, so I commend both of you. And I believe our co-CEO, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr., had something that he would like to say.
Yeah, what Daryl said at the very end was way powerful. I'm not as pleased with the interaction or the engagement as normal, but, you know, I'm sure that'll come with me established relationship. Facts, so no correction there. Here's an addition. When you start creating that community like that, your own page, you got to have your content is going to have to be engagement content. There's ways to do it, okay? You can do it like, you know what? Talk, Deanna. Hold on. I'm coming back.
So again, that's absolutely amazing. And ladies and gentlemen, if you did not do your call to action, please don't take this moment as a moment of, you know, oh, I didn't do it, but take it as, okay, I see what they did. Listen to what they're saying, make notes, and apply when you do it because they each had different techniques. There's no right way to do the 333 technique. Just do it. So I commend both of them because they each had different techniques as they did it, and they each got results from that. So please, and this helps you build your community, it helps you build your business, it helps you be able to actually poll your audience and find out who your audience is. So if you're polling your audience and you're not getting any response, when you do the 3-3-3 technique, you'll actually find out who your audience is because they'll respond to you, they'll like your page, they'll follow you, they'll start asking questions, they'll want more information. This is how you'll also learn who your audience is. So please don't let this deter you, but let this be some encouragement for you. Do the 3-3-3 technique. There's no cookie cutter way to do it. Just reach out. You know, if you like to make friends, if you're a people person, go for it. And take what you would do face to face and do it online. Just be you and reach out. So thank you, Ms. Pam and Coach B.
Can I say something? Deanna, it's
yes,
been
yeah,
really
do.
Helpful for me because I was never good at this with what you and Antonio and Daryl have offered us in prior classes with giving us samples of, like Daryl just said, he says, thank you for being my friend. I have notes every session where you all are sharing how you respond, what you say in the 3-3-3. I never knew what to type in when somebody would say something. And I have now a whole list of possible options of responses. And I've built that over the last few months from you all individually dropping these gems during classes of how you respond to people who do you. So I just want to tell you, that's what's been helpful for me. And the only reason I've been able to do it is you've provided me the responses to give to people.
Awesome. Well, way to go. So who else did your first call to action in doing the 3-3-3 technique? And it's okay if you haven't. I just want to see who has and what your outcome from that was. Okay, great.
I didn't do it from last week, but I have done it. It was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And the response was I was becoming a part of new groups, and I would go in inboxes. I would find some of the admins of the pages, and I would go in and ask them if it wasn't the admin of the page, it was some people who had been on the page for quite a while, and I would go in and ask them, introduce myself, let them know that I'm new to the group, and ask what are some good ways to network with the people within the group. And I got a response every time I did that. Somebody would respond back to me and let me know, hey, this would work great if you do this. And one guy actually engaged with me and asked me what it is that I do. And so I was, you know, I said minimal stuff And what I ended up finding out was he was really trying to get me to go into his deal, but that's another story. But I did have someone to engage with me in conversation and give me that feedback to let me know what it is that I could do to network with the other people in the group since I was new.
Awesome. Let it go. Great. Awesome. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you your next call to action, and then Bossman. Okay.
Back to what Daryl really, really, really said something, and he wasn't trying to teach. It was a problem. He exposed his problem. Like, hey, I'm getting them. They're in, and it's not the engagement I want, but the cool thing is I'm gonna get a relationship with them. Yes, that's all facts. And again, I don't want to correct that. That is 100% fact. Establish a relationship with them. There is another thing that you can do, and it is probably the most important thing, and I was going to explain it, but someone that I follow does it better than anybody. It just does it better than anybody. So instead of explaining it to you, I'm going to have Neil Patel show it to you. Here's what you're going to see. I'm not going to keep it in the dark. I'm going to tell you what you're going to see, and then you're going to see it, and then I have just a very short conversation about it afterwards. You're going to see Neil Patel do about three things. He's going to catch your attention immediately within the first second or two. Then he's going to pose a question, maybe even more than one question. Then he is going to get you immediately to subscribe to his page. He's going to ask for that up front. I heard Daryl say something like that on a call this week. You know, we'll have a recruitment call, but it would be a outright recruitment call. We're literally going to ask for the call to action, right? And then after that, he's then going to pose another, no, excuse me. He's going to tell you why you should click subscribe. Not for him, but for you. And then what he's going to do is he's going to tell you, hey, while you just hit subscribe, let me ask you a question. Let me hear your thoughts. Comment below. So let's go through it. This is brilliant, and then I'll tell you what's going on when he does it.
Do you want to be a digital marketing expert? Well, you're going to need specific skills to become one. Hey, everyone. I'm Neil Patel, and today I'm going to share with you 7 digital marketing skills to master in 2019.
Let me rewind it real quick, and I want to point out when he does it.
Do you want to be a digital marketing expert? Well, you're going to need specific skills to become one. Hey, everyone. I'm Neil Patel, and today I'm going to share with you 7 digital marketing skills to master in 2019.
Now, right there, he gave you what he's going to talk about to hold your attention. Here, he's about to tell you to subscribe to his page.
Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this channel. If you're on YouTube, click the alert notification. If you're on Facebook.
Now pay attention, because that clearly works. Because look, when he did the video, he had 338 subscribers. Right now he has 389,000 subscribers. That's a 50,000 growth. That's organic.
If you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, the reason I want you to subscribe is I'm going live, so that way you'll get notified when.
Now he's telling you why you should subscribe to him, not for me. If you're on there, I'm going live, and you don't want to miss the information that I'm giving out.
I release more live videos on all of these channels. Question for you. Do you want to become...
Most important part, especially for anyone who's wants to get more engagement. Question for you is how he transitions.
Become a digital marketing consultant, whether it's open up your own digital marketing agency or just becoming a consultant. If that's you, leave a comment below with yes. Even if you work at a company, these skills will help you. So let's get right into it.
All right. 45 seconds he did that. He did that in 45 seconds. Didn't beat around the bush. Question for you. And he asked a legitimate question around the topic he's going to talk about. Not only is he targeting certain people, whoever it was going to watch. Remember, we watch videos according to what we want to watch. The title says, let me click that. So when he asks a question relevant to the title, it makes it feel like, man, he's talking directly to me. This is exactly what I want to do. And then he says, click, just say yes in the comments. Just do something, go in the comments. Now, what he's doing is not only he's getting engagement, not only is he learning from his audience, but he is powering the algorithm, because all social medias understand that it's harder to get comments, and those people who get a lot of comments, those people get pushed to more people by the social media. So hopefully that answers, just enlightens you on how you can establish a relationship. When you establish a relationship, like we teach you, like Daryl suggested, that's the human side of things. But the digital side of things is to have your content establish that relationship while you also establish that relationship. Hopefully that helped you. Okay, Donna, you can. Oh, is there a different way to proceed with the 3-3-3 technique?
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
No. You don't have to. The question is there a different way to proceed with the 3-3-3 technique if my business is in the infancy stage? That's the perfect time to use the 3-3-3 technique. It is the most perfect time. It's the best time to use it, because all you're doing is establishing relationships. There's always someone willing to give you an opinion. That's like a plague amongst mankind. This is what it is. But there's always people in your industry looking to pour into someone with the knowledge that they have. If you apply the 3-3 technique, you'll get all sorts of resources that you wouldn't even looking for. The same way Daryl just asked, he didn't even ask a question. He made a comment, and I just literally poured into y'all for something that you may not knew what experts do. So all you have to do is the 3-3 technique is strike a conversation, build trust. And when they ask you what you do, then you're going to say, well, this is what I do, but I'm in an infancy stage of what I do. If you got any suggestions, I'm more than welcome. If you would like to synergize our energy, then that's great too. And now you get customers, or you get help, or you let someone like me share your status, because you established trust with me. Now that I know you're in the infancy, I want to share your status to help you out. Fair enough? But the best way, if infancy, any stage, it's always good to use 3-3-3, but if you are just starting out, that's the best time, because now it genuinely looks like you're just trying to establish a relationship. You're literally saying, listen, I can't even sell you nothing right now. I'm just in your inbox. I'm in your comments just because I wanted to be in a relationship with you. Good stuff. Okay, go ahead, Leon.
Thank you very much, Mr. Antonio. Thank you, everyone who did your call to action. So the call to action for this week is you're going to create 7 30-minute videos. You're going to start a blog or video blog, and you're going to post your first video and tag members of the university. Today, we're going to talk about create longer content. So remember, last week we talked about the 10-hour date. So now you're going to simulate the 10-hour date with your content. So the more, Antonio said, the more he posts, the more people go on a 7-hour date with him. Now he gets to sleep with their bank account. Doing longer content helps simulate that 7-hour date. And then from that 7-hour date, now you can sleep with their bank account. Simulating the 7-hour date, simulating the 10-hour date builds trust. People, when they trust you, when they like you, my brain just went blank just that fast. When they trust you, they'll follow you. But when they know you, they'll follow you. When they trust you, they'll buy from you. When they know you, they'll follow you. But when they trust you, they'll buy from you. And simulating the 10-hour date is building that trust. When you build that trust, that's when you start getting into the bank account. And again, the call of action is you're going to create 7 30-minute videos. You're going to start a blog. And then you're going to post your first video blog and tag members of the university.
Say the third thing again. The last thing.
Post. You're going to start a blog, a video blog, and then you're going to post your first video and tag members of the university. And the reasoning for that is because, again, Antonio said the more he posts, the more people go on a 7-hour date with him. So what we're doing is we're helping you create more content so you can simulate the 10-hour date. We want your audience to trust you because we want your audience to buy from you. Now, if you were on the call with Antonio where he actually broke down how to create more content, that's when this will come into play. Because when you create those 30-minute videos, you're going to create more content from that. And so this is building your content so you can simulate the 10-hour date. So once you do your videos, last week the call to action was create 3 pieces of marketing that explains who you are and what you do. Well, with these videos, you're going to create some other content that feeds off of those videos. So take a quote that you said in the video. You're going to take a quote. How do you tag? Okay. I'm sorry. Let me answer this question for you, Ms. Tim. When you go in and you post it, there's going to be, it actually looks like a little tag. And you're going to click the tag and then you just add people. You may have a list of people that generate and then you can click them there or you can type in the name of the people that you would like to tag in the video. So with the content that you're creating, you can take like a quote out of that and you can create some longer content on that. Antonio would make a quote, and what we would do is we would listen to his, when you're listening to the teachings, when you're listening to the videos, and there's a quote that sticks out to you, you can actually take that quote and create more content off of that and then put the link to the video in the notes so it links them back to the video. But you want to create as much content and post as much content so they can feel like they know you and they can trust you just by what they see. Yes, sir.
I have a question for you or Antonio, and that is creating a cohesiveness between what you post. So that's where I'm challenged. So I'll have a thought that comes to mind. And most of what I do is what Antonio called rants. And that's just because, not because that's done by design, that's just because that's what I'm doing, because I don't have a system creating cohesive content. And so is there a tip or a way that you would set that up so that you say, I'm going to take a subject and I'm going to stay on this subject and this is how it's going to flow? Something
great. Yes, sir. And I'm actually going to pass it over to Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr. to answer that question for you.
There's some few tips, some practical tips I'm going to give to you. Let's see. Let's deal with the ranks first. I'm going to share my page real quick. And if any of you do rants and are good at them, I don't suggest that you stop doing them, okay? Because rants are pretty awesome. So here we have, this is Gary Vee's page. And this is his homepage. He has what he wants you to see. Popular uploads, original films. This is his daily vlog, Ask Gary Vee Show, keynotes, curse-free stuff, and then rants. And I did this on purpose. I knew where to go. Gary Vee has a whole playlist of rants. Just, if you're good at it, keep doing it. I'm good at rants. Keep doing it, okay? Keep doing it because there is a space for your audience. Rants is when you just drop nuggets. It's not, you know, and they're very valuable. I want to defend ranting, if that's okay. Everybody got what I'm saying? I want to defend that. Now, you kind of want your page to look something like this. And this doesn't have to just be on YouTube. This is all over the place. His page is well organized. Well organized. Questions and answers, hip hop culture, Arabic, rants again. Look, he's got 269 rants. He has a playlist of 269 rants and counting. Marketing, you get it. You want your stuff like this here. I'm answering this question, but I'm giving you the syntax for his. I'm giving you the syntax and the answer first, okay? And then I'll give you the content. Syntax is just the rules. The rules something would follow. I'm telling you rants are good, and I'm also telling you, since he's asked for cohesiveness, I'm telling you don't think cohesiveness is in one area. In this case, that's five on a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's I said 5 or 6 on a row. 50. That's 52 areas of cohesiveness. Is everybody following me? I don't want you to think cohesiveness just means let me talk about one thing. That's the danger. That's the unintended side effect of that question. Are we cool? And it's not the only one. I mean, let's go back to Neil Patel. Anyone doing something typically does this. This playlist. He uses, right? Here we go. And we've got 5 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, 52. I guess 52 is the number of the day.
Yeah.
No, that's 5. That's 20. 27. I forgot. 20. Yeah, 27. Yeah. 5 and 5. 27. Now, cohesiveness in different areas. Yes? Now, I've given you enough of not messing up to where we can answer this question now, okay? What you can do, Daryl, give me a topic in multi-level marketing you would love to talk about.
Why MLM, why you?
We got a couple of options here, okay? And I'll do YMLM, YU. And I'll copy and paste this real quick. I'll push this up on YouTube, and I also put this up in this just a flat-out Google search, okay? Now, we've got a couple of things here that just automatically happen, okay? On YouTube, MLM horror stories. Now, the first thing Dara can do is, oh, and this is, I was talking to somebody about Dan Locke yesterday. Was that you, Daryl?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's Dan Locke right there, right? Verified user. Yeah, that's Dan Locke. Anywho, what Daryl can do is listen to this video. You can't tell Daryl no horror stories he don't know. You understand? But what the video would do is be memory joggers for him. Yeah, I know what a memory jog is. Remember the old way to do, well, I don't want to say it's old way. You create a list in network marketing or something like that, and then I give you this memory jogger list that says mailman, doctor, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, it's just to, you say, I don't have no names, but when you get these memory joggers, you get to think of names. But all Daryl can do, all he has to do is just listen to a video, get some memory joggers, and all he has to do, listen, when this is what you actually do, he only needs 2 minutes of this video to spark off a whole thought process. And if he disagrees, that's even better. Because now he's going to say, I just watched the video. And the video doesn't matter who it was, but in the video they claim this. Let me tell you why this is not true. And he's got 8 immediate reasons he can think off the top of his head why it's not true. You get it?
Yeah.
Now, here's what's even better about that. That's one video. But everything in this search is essentially something that would tie into that subject. While all of this is on the bad side, you get it? Why MLM, why you can address the bad side, and then you can find why MLM is good. And then use memory joggers to address the good side. You get it? And then how many people are successful at MLM? Just simple searches, but that's just videos. Let's say he needs to do a class real quick. The beautiful thing about the internet is someone like Antonio Smith has wrote about what you just asked for. 10 ugly truths about MLMs and you don't know why. And then boom, right here, you got a list. MLMs rely, this is someone funneling me, thank you very much. MLMs rely on recruiting, not selling. Now the first thing Daryl can do is say, this is absolutely correct, but we've changed that. And his, we've changed that, let me do a favor real quick. Put that in chat. Just in case you want to go back to it. We change, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, we changed that, and he has all these different reasons why we changed. Here's what you can do, Daryl. This is in anyone. Take an opposing viewpoint or a for a viewpoint. Never be neutral. Do you understand? If you're neutral, no one's going to pay attention to you. Here's what you can do. Everybody follow me? This one blog can give Daryl 10 different one-hour videos or shorter. If you go for or against why MLM and why you can become a whole series that covers all of it. The dangers, the certainties, the ups, the downs, the excitements, the people that's helped. You understand? And here's what happens. One blog, if he take, let's say, well, he's against this for sure. Well, he knows this is true. He's just against this practice. Mm-hmm. He's not against these facts. He is just, I mean, it's kind of hard to deny the FTC and their facts, okay? But he's against it. Now, off the top of your brain, how many different subjects in this one subject can you think of just off the top without you even thinking?
Why rely on recruiting, not selling? Because number one is the cause of most people's failure.
All right, that's number one. Give me another.
Number two, most people simply can't recruit.
So number one cause of failure, most people simply can't recruit. Keep going. Dump it all out.
Recruiting is a huge misnomer for those same reasons.
Recruiting
your way to the top is deceptive.
Okay, recruiting your way to the top is deceptive.
Recruiting gives you the illusion of making money because you get it on the front end. Recruiting 30 days into the marketing plan, I mean, 90 days into the marketing plan or less, you run out of people to recruit. And so you generally leave that company. So again, going back to the fact that recruiting for most people just doesn't work. Now selling, on the other hand, okay, that's another part, but selling does work. Because
it does work. And yeah. They're not selling. According to point number one, these companies aren't invested in selling because they're selling the recruitment strategy, not the product.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll put that down, whatever I just said. Yeah.
That's exactly what we were talking about last night as well. So, yeah.
Cool.
It's, yeah.
How many was that, Grace? They're selling the recruitment strategy, not the product. So that's seven.
Yeah.
Daryl just came up with seven things off one point. What Daryl just did, this is exciting. I'm getting excited. Was he just used this blog? Now, is he plagiarizing?
No.
Did he steal anything from this? All he did was take his genius knowledge and use somebody to memory jog him. That's it. And then you interact with that source. That's actually what they teach in master's level writing. Your job now is to interact with this source. Now watch this here. The MLM model makes it impossible to earn money. How many things can you think about this, Daryl?
I'm actually impressed today. The current MLM model makes it impossible to earn money because the focus is on teaching people how to recruit.
There you go. That's one. Keep going.
The compensation plans are designed for you not to make money, for the most part.
Compensation
not all
plan,
of
not make money.
get glass ceilings and what we call PV, personal volume, a group volume, all those things are put in place so the companies get more breakage and you lose because it's so difficult to meet all these various different qualifications. Yes. The model simply is outdated. It's outdated because, again, people are focused on recruiting as opposed to moving and acquiring customers.
Now, y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's going to do that with every last one of these points. Here's three, here's four, all the way down to 10. And that's 10 different videos from one blog. And it's all one subject. Yes. No, that's one subject.
What's interesting? Go, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. There's 10 different videos, one subject. Now he has a whole series, a whole playlist. And he can then, at some point in the future, send it off to some transcriptionist. That's a book. Okay. Go ahead now, Daryl.
Well, it's funny that you say that because typically what I do and I suspect a lot of other people do, it's always about trying to create original content. And as a chef, and most chefs I know do this very same thing, our egos will not allow us to plagiarize, but I'm always looking at other people's stuff, always. So I'll look at what you did, and then I'm gonna tweak it to my own style. My style as a chef is called New World Infusion. So the ideal is to take old food and make it new with new techniques. And so I only said that to say that I've always done that as a chef, but I never thought about doing it over here. In terms of creating a video. So that's excellent. Thank you.
Excellent. And look, who else did that help? Because he's not the only one that never thought about that. Deanna, Grace. Okay, so everybody's hand is up that has their screens on, right? So, because he asked. Is there a, thank you, John. He asked, is there a, John Nowinski, is there a practical way to get this done? Remember, I'm extremely practical. Okay, Mo Williams says she's happy about that. I'm extremely practical. All I want to do is win. All that, you know, other stuff, if it makes me win, it's cool. If it don't, we can let that go. It's all good. This is very practical. You can listen to the videos, or maybe he don't want to sit 18 minutes to go through a video. But what he can do is skim one article and dump out points. Now, I didn't say that was one video. I said each point was a video. And you can successfully use a one blog to then create content. And the longer, this is why Medium and Quora are, Tempest and I like Medium and Quora. Tempest loves Quora. Yeah, for me, Quora is this huge blogging site in which people just flat out talk all sorts of crazy stuff, okay? Talk all sorts of crazy stuff. So, anywho, everybody comfortable with that? And you can find your own way to 10X what I just did. But that is practical. It keeps you cohesive. But before I showed you that, I knew I had to say, but don't disregard your rants. Because you have something to say, and some of you actually say it very well. Don't ever disregard the random rant, because that's when you're in the moment. And it's not too many content that you're going to make that's going to be better when you're in the moment. The only reason you rant because something didn't happen. And now you in the moment, and that's just, that genius is flowing out of you. And you always want to capture that in the moment. Always. Deanna?
Thank you very much. Do we have any additional questions on creating your content, establishing your 7-hour day?
Wait.
Yes, sir.
Grace, copy and paste all those answers and send them to him. That's two videos this man just produced. Yeah, he just effortlessly produced two videos. Okay, without a doubt, effortlessly. All right, go ahead now.
Okay, creating your additional content to post. I was saying Antonio has actually taught us on this, so I'm gonna go over it again so you guys can understand exactly how to do it. And Austin, I will be asking your assistance in this one as well. So when you take that 30 minute video that you do, if there's a specific quote on there that stood out to you, or have your friends and family members, Miss Pam, have your team watch a video. If there's specific things in there that stood out to them, certain quotes or certain things that you heard, have them write it down. And then once they write it down, you can go and take that and create additional content behind there. You can have family members or friends listen to the video. They can even do a video saying, you know, I was listening to this video and Daryl said this and it stuck out with me. You should really go listen to this video, and you can direct them back to the video, because all of the extra content that you do directs them back to your main video. But you also want to make sure that there's something in that content that they can associate with that video. You don't want to post anything random outside of that video and then have them sitting there like, okay, so how does this associate? You want to be consistent with the message that you're giving them. So if in each one of those 30 minute videos you're talking about fluffy cats, you don't want to have a quote or do a graphic or have someone say something, or even you do a text quote that says, yeah, you know, dogs are wonderful, and then direct them back to a video about fluffy cats. So you want to make sure there's a consistency. So if you're talking about Ice Buddy and how Ice Buddy can help you with this and this and that and that, and once someone makes a, and someone takes that and there's a quote from that, and you hear them say, well, you know what? I was listening to this video and I absolutely think Ice Buddy is great for this and this and this and that and that. You know, in order to find out what video I'm talking about, click the link above. And it'll direct them back to Ice Buddy, and now they're getting more information about Ice Buddy. You know, in changing the narrative in MLM, I used to stay away from MLMs until I heard Daryl and listened to what Daryl said about changing the narrative, and I'm all about that. And if you want to know more information about what I'm talking about, click the link above or take a quote from what you're doing and create content from that. And Antonio has absolutely mastered this. So Buffman, if you can give them some ideas on how you do that as well, because you have completely mastered this. creating the content from creating short content from your long.
That's actually a perfect segue. It's kind of the same way that I just taught you with the blog thing. Adonia does a video talking about how young drug dealer urban kids are actually leaders with a CEO mindset. That actually sounds like a video she would do. Okay. Now, and she says a whole lot. I go in and I listen to, or she go in and she listens to her own video. She goes in and she listens to her own video. And one of the first things she say is, in the first 30 seconds, all drug dealers are CEOs. First thing she says. Now, she makes that a graphic. She makes that a graphic. In her introduction to all drug dealers, which is true. The truth is, that is the truth, because the biggest drug dealers are hospitals. Please believe. Please believe. Please. Please know that your prescriptions, they are pushing drugs. There is no chemical difference between heroin and morphine. They are the same. Chemically, they are the same. One is just a Schedule I drug. The other one gives you a mandatory minimum. Okay, period. Now, so I just said a whole bunch right there, right? And I just said like 19 graphics. You get what I'm saying? Depending on how controversial I want to be. And you just take what you're saying and it becomes a graphic. Now that graphic becomes a little post about it. I could write a short blog about that graphic. What's a short blog? You can just do 4 lines. All CEOs or all drug dealers are CEOs. They have the mindset. They just haven't been taught the proper tools to do it legally. While all of them have a choice, they don't have the awareness to raise their choice above their environment. Let's look out for our young teenagers and our young adults. And instead of criticizing them for what they're doing, let's help raise their awareness so they do it legally. That's a post right there. Then I take that post and now I'm excited and I say, Adonia, I know you really like this. Can you mind if we just go Facebook Live real quick? You got to use your mobile phone though, because I want to do it so they can see both of us at the same time. Can I just read this to you and we just talk about it? And believe me, saying something, Adonia, I bet you got something to say right now. Right? And she wasn't, can you unmute your mic? Yeah, uh-oh, there it is. It's going down now. Let me hear.
No, I can't do it right now.
But you're on fire right now, ain't you? Because that's a topic. I know she likes that. I know she likes leadership, right? I just blended leadership with the troubled young adults that she wants to work with, right? Now think about it. When she finished being on fire, we get it, and now we just do a little video. That video lasts 30 minutes. It's now a second video on the video from the graphics from the post. I'm still talking about the same thing. Now I strip all that, put it on the podcast. I got 2 podcast episodes immediately. And then, since it's videos, I might as well download it from Facebook, put them on YouTube. Boom. There it is. So I said. Then I bring in another guest. I bring in an actual reformed drug dealer. Someone used to sell that as kids, you know, as young, got out the hood, went to the Army. The Army saved their life. I can't tell you how many stories that is true about, right? Mm-hmm. Army saved their life, and then boom. I said, hey. Man, tell us about what your mindset was when you were in the streets like that. And they're going to drop some knowledge you ain't even ready for. Keep in mind, this is the same piece of content. I haven't moved on from the content. This is the same piece of content. This is no different than a chef taking a fancy meal. Now, let me take it out, because I'm not as versus chefness like Dell, but I do know black grandmothers. Okay, so let me go ahead and put my weight on black grandmothers. That's no different than fourth Thursday in November is Thanksgiving, but 2 days before, that kitchen closed down. It's cooking time. Don't even think about it. You better go pop somewhere. But you ain't. It's going to Popeyes more than likely. The red beans and rice, get out my kitchen. You understand? Now that I can finally eat, and of course, y'all waited so long, grandmother. Come on, I'm talking about my culture, right? Come on, grandmother. Why we got to wait till 1 o'clock to eat? You've been cooking for 2 days. Come on, I'm talking some real Texas, Oklahoma stuff right now, right? And now, after I ate, that's a whole bunch of turkey in there, huh? All right, then that turkey gets shredded up. Now I got to put salt, pepper, and mustard on it just on the plate. Then I get tired of that. Now I got to put it between two pieces of bread. Got tired of that. Now I got to shred it and mix it and do something. Get some mayonnaise, turkey salad. Okay, first off, I'm too black for that. No turkey salad. But are you talking about an actual salad and turkey on it?
No,
too fancy. Nope, too fancy. That's yours though. That's you and your house over there around the corner. No. I just won't give me all my fat and cholesterol. Okay, this is, you know, you was doing it too healthy. You understand? And we just keep on taking this meal, and then we rip off that leg. Come on, right? Rip off that leg. There it is. Just that. We better go on. And then the grandmother come in there and say, why you just keep eating meat? Go on, get some of them potato salad. Go on, get some of that. Now we got a whole nother meal. And for the whole week, we done came up with 16 different meals. Right? That's the same concept as creating new content. I just helped you with that. Okay, I don't know. I just know how to be black. You understand? I don't know how to be white. I don't know how to be Mexican. I just know my grandmother had the fat under the arms right here, which means she can cook. Okay? That, you know what I'm talking about. That she cook right there. and the best cooks in the house was my uncles. Now, they you know, don't come around because they're going to try to holler at you if you're a woman. Don't matter. You know, some of them uncles, you know, the uncles that just had a baby not too long ago, but he could show barbecue real good. That's the kind of family I grew up in. All right, I'm done. Go ahead.
Wow, you took me back. And for the record, I was talking about the chicken salad that you mix the eggs in. It's like tuna fish, but only it's chicken. Okay, and then we made cream cheese balls too. We took the pulled the chicken off, get the cream cheese.
I ain't never had a cream cheese ball in the hood in my life. See, I really not grow up in the hood.
Yes, good point. I grew up on the sunny side of the
on the other side of the track, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up on the other side. Like, literally on the other side of the...
She never had her light cut off.
Okay.
Yeah. Light skin. Yeah.
So
yeah, so we had a question. It was about the ranting. Michelle said that you said if you're good at ranting, to keep doing it.
Yep.
So she wanted to know, how do you know if it's good, and then what makes a good rant, and what makes a rant bad, and what makes a rant good.
There we go. These are fantastic questions. What makes a good rant? When you are on fire about that subject, it's good. Period, point blank, because you're not trying to use no education. Did you just hit me about the black grandmother? That was total rant. That was a total rant. But my grandmother is also tattooed on my arm right here, right? I'm clearly passionate about my grandmother. You understand? And you cannot make a sweet potato pie better than my grandmother. Don't even try. Just stop it, and we're not even gonna compete with that, okay? And that pecan pie, it's not even enough for discussion. Not enough for discussion. Yours comes second. But see, there is another rant, because I am passionate about my grandmother's recipe, and she did not go to the grave with it. She shared it, and so it lives on. As long as you're passionate about it, As long as you are passionate about what you're talking about, that rant is going to be fire, period. What makes a bad rant is when you're trying to be smart. It's the only thing that can make a rant bad. Is when you trying to show your education. You can't rant and think. Rants are not you thinking. Rants are you coming from a place of knowing. Okay? Knowing. Please don't talk about sweet potato pie. I'm not sure if he's talking about for health reasons, because you know, okay. He'll say you can't eat that.
Okay.
He'll say you can't eat that. Or he said his daddy threw it out on some pie in Oklahoma. Okay, I understand. All right. Maybe. Okay. Cheesecake. Yeah, you really are different. Cheesecake. Although cheesecake is good, we had other stuff. Okay, we had other
sweet,
stuff.
Sweet potato cheesecake.
But okay. All right, now. I never thought about that. All right.
With caramel pecan filling on the top.
That, ooh-wee. That'll mess up. That'll take me out of ketosis for sure. Immediately.
You'll be in comatosis.
Yeah. So hopefully that answers your question about the rant, right? As long as it's you. Daryl can rant about MLM all day long. Michelle Mueller can rant about battered women all day long. Ain't nothing you can tell Michelle about no woman being homeless or people treating women like they're spare women. Michelle can go on a rant for days on that. You can't tell Adonia nothing about leadership and then youth leadership. Nor can you tell her something about HR. Wish I had somebody. You ain't even telling nothing about no HR. It's just not going to happen. Try to fool around and tell PJ about leadership in the church. I dare you. I dare you. To get PJ excited about talking about leadership in the church. She might unmute her mic right now. I know she's driving, but she might unmute her mic right now and say something. You get it? You just
what
can't.
What you want me to say? What you want me to rant about? Leadership in the
That's
church?
It. In the church.
I'm not going to rant right now, but you know, we need diversity of leadership in the church. We need leadership that models the right behavior in church. We need leadership that is not only read about of God, is walked out in the walk. All right? That'll do it now.
Yeah, look, that's because she got somebody in the passenger seat. And she still gave a good 3-point sermon real quick. Real quick. You get it? As long as you put people in their gifts, and rant's going to be just fine. And they are needed because you tend to be smartest when you're operating out of your passion. Oh, man. Okay, she said, got it. Good. Yeah, you get Liddell. Yeah, Liddell can rant about a few things. But what he can rant about for sure is transformation. He do that all day. He do it all day. So good. So we got that covered. Keep on going.
Awesome. Thank you so much. He said, no, leave me alone. Thank you so much for breaking that down for us. So I wanted to thank you because that was the greatest way of explaining how to add additional content. The Thanksgiving meal marketing plan.
Can we repeat on Christmas?
Oh, and then repeat on Christmas. So now that you guys have that was the best way to break that down. There's nothing else I can say. So does anybody have any additional questions about how to create more content from your videos so that way you can simulate that 10-hour day? Does anybody have any more questions? All right. Well, the average person has to be on this planet financially for 80 years. They don't just want anyone sleeping with their money. So you want to make sure that they want you sleeping with their money. You want to make sure that they're the one, you want to make sure that you're the one they're giving all of their money to. Prime example, every cell phone company, the cable company, the internet company.
You know what? You just get something different. You get the top one.
Okay. The cell phone company, the internet company, your phone bills, your electricity bills, food. If you're going to be on this planet financially for 80 years, guess what? All of them are sleeping with your money. Be that person. Antonio once told us, be the person that people get online to just to find. Be the person that when they hop on their social media network, that they're going to look for you to see what you have going on. Be the person that for the next 80 years of somebody's financial life, you're the person they give their money to. Be it books, be it content, be it courses, be it making sure they buy Ice Buddy for every member of their family as they birth one. Every time they birth one, oh, here's an Ice Buddy for your baby. You know, changing the narrative in MLM, you want to make sure that every time someone thinks about a multi-level marketing company, that they're subscribing to you, that they're following you, that they're paying you for the book, that they're buying your books, they're going taking your courses. That's what you want to do. So what I'm going to do is, because as always, Mr. Antonio Pisma Jr. has an abundance of information on everything, I'm going to let him add on to this, because again, if they're going to be paying their cell phone bill every month, create an app. Let it be an in-app purchase, or let it be that in order for them to have access to your app, they have to pay $3.99 a month. So every time they pay their cell phone bill, they pay your app bill. The boss man, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. I don't have an awareness of everything. It's an illusion because this entire company is surrounded by my gifts. So everything is only what we ask in my gifts around here. That's all. It's just an illusion. That is all. What exactly you want me to answer? I also want to say something too.
Well, I was saying how if they're gonna pay for.
Oh yeah. Okay. And you want me to stick on the financially? All right. Everybody owes you money. Period. Point blank. Everybody owes you money. Everybody owes you money. Okay. Just go ahead. Just indulge me. Repeat after me. And this time, put it in first person. Everybody owes me money. That's how I want you to say it. Come on. All right. I want you to have that attitude because sales is a very dirty word in America. It's very dirty, very dirty. You don't even put salesperson on your business card. You find all these clever names to put on there, you know, people connector or something. You are a salesperson, okay? That's what you are. You are a salesperson. That's all you are. But we don't want to do that. But the truth is, you are fiscally responsible for at least 80 years on planet Earth. And you can't get a dime without a sale. You can't. Even to get a job, you must sell yourself into that slavery, which is debt slavery, and then relinquish all your selling and freedom just to eat. And I just want you to adopt a different mentality. Just take the mentality that somebody owes me money. Be the lion, and I use this analogy all the time. That's why my logo, my primary logo is a lion. I thought long and hard, like, how can I, you know, what can I do? In fact, I'll tell you what happened. I'm watching Eric Thomas on YouTube. Some 4-3 o'clock in the morning after I Googled how the world's going to end. And Eric Thomas pops up and he's just going hard in this Australian keynote. And I'm looking at his hat he's wearing and he's got this, it's a silhouette of him like that, you know? And I'm like, man, I need a logo. And I need one that fits me like that. And of course I'm not the whole, you know, type thing, but I am a lion. That is for sure. That's my animal, man. That is just, you know, I sweet talk like that. You know, just understand, right? It's crazy. And that's my logo. That is my mindset. And you need to adopt a mindset of somebody owes you money. Be the lion that says, I done woke up and one of these gazelles got to die. I don't need all the gazelles. I just need enough of my abundance. I just said something. You don't need all the money. You just need enough for what abundance is for you. Abundance. That whole, I just want enough, that is a lack mentality. Why you want just enough in a world that serves you? The world exists for you. So please, be fiscally responsible and go out there and go and get it. Somebody owes you money right now. Yeah. For some of you, now I'm going to throw it back to you after I say this, because it's fighting worth. They're not going to fight me. They're going to fight the powers. You'll see. For some of you, it's not that somebody owe you money. You got that. Somebody owe you retirement. And they got you messed up. Back to you. Plenty of y'all on here like that. Go ahead, though. Go ahead. I'm out y'all way. I'm drinking my water.
Yeah, I see the facial expression. Let's all look. Let's all get these retirements. So the next thing, which is, I think is going to be the fun one, the favorite one, is video blogs are king.
Yeah.
When, you know how Antonio says when you just go live, your rent, you can make those your video blogs. You can create an entire blogging series. And you can just have fun. When you're passionate about something, you enjoy doing it. Let that be your video blog. If you're driving down the street and you see something, just, you know what? Let me tell y'all something. You shouldn't do this, and that, you know, just go for it. You know, Antonio always tells us we want everything to be perfect. We want to make sure our hair is perfect and our makeup is perfect. We want to make sure, you know, we got the perfect clothes on, we have the perfect background going. With your video blog, none of that is even essential. It's not even a necessity. Just please don't do it while you're in your bathroom with the mirror. Just don't do that. I'm just kidding, guys. But but you can be. I've seen Miss Pam do it. I've seen Daryl do it. They will be outside. Miss Pam was at the park and she just went live. Daryl was riding his. I want to know what that is. But he was riding his bike with his pug in his lap, and he just went live. Do that, and you can take these and you can put them. You can create a video blog off of those. You can put them on Medium. You can because you can take the link and post it. And now you have another community. Because while people do love reading blogs, they also like watching video blogs. They don't want to necessarily always have to go on Facebook to search for you. They don't want to always have to necessarily be on a major platform and have to search for you. If you just create a blog and give them the direct link to it, they will have a blast. You can do it on YouTube. You can do it on YouTube and create a playlist, and now you're driving traffic to your YouTube page. Antonio does it all the time. How many video blogs do you have? Like one or two?
Two.
And they're on his YouTube page, and you have your Facebook Watch. You can send them the Facebook Watch link. But do your video blogs and have fun with them. You know, you can... and it doesn't necessarily have to be a rant. You can literally start, you know how Antonio gave us the challenge where he said for 30 days straight, go live for 30 minutes to an hour, take one subject and talk about 30 different aspects of that one subject. You can do that and have it and be a blog. It can be 15 minutes, 30 minutes, hour, or you don't even have to have a time stamp on it. Grace and I are going to start a video blog called The Journey, where we're basically journeying, building the DeMarie Group, journeying what it takes to be a female entrepreneur journeying, what it, the hits, the ups, the downs, and it's no telling who's gonna watch that blog. It's no telling what young girl is out there like, I wanna start a company, but everybody's telling her it's gonna be too hard. And she looks at our blog and be like, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And let your blog be a resource. Let your video blog be a resource, because if, as Tonio told us, the length of video of how many people watch videos is going up. If you want to stimulate the 10 hour date, do it with video so they can see you. They can feel your energy. They can hear you. You can type something all day, every day, but if they can't hear you, if they can't see you, how are they going to be able to trust you? And if they don't trust you, they're not going to give you their money. You don't have to plan out your blog, your video blogs. You don't have to do that. You just like Antonio was telling us about rent. If you're passionate about it, go for it. And that's your video blog. You can take it, get you a graphic to go with it, such and such blog or however you choose to do it. Antonio, would you like to give us some information on video blogs? And
video blogs, it's real simple. The fastest way to build trust online is videos, because the fastest way to build trust is face-to-face in real life. Video is the closest way you can get face-to-face. Document, don't create. That's barring for Gary Vee. You want to document what you're doing. Some of you, again, have given away free coaching. Yes? PJ's in her car right now. The passenger could be shooting video. She can be updating. She can be updating her fans on where she's going, her progress. And I'm not saying, hey, just got out the shower. I'm saying, hey, I was just in the car and I was just thinking about this. Or you know, the event we just did was really successful. I've learned a lot, all that stuff, just like that. You just want to do video blogs. They're very important. That you're not going to build your... Unfortunately, you live in the age in which personal brands are more powerful than ever before. And now people only buy from personal brands. And if they're buying from corporations, that corporation has a personal relationship with them. But try to keep that in mind, because the people aren't going to buy from you if they know you wrote a book. It's one of the fastest ways to build your personal brand. If they know you have a podcast. The more Ice Buddy puts out the podcast, more Ice Buddy looks like a real company. It's what her, right? It's what her audience would say. It's, of course, it's a real company. She's got the real bills, don't you? But the people looking at her like, you know, oh, and I is real type thing. So just keep in mind, push that forward. Those are always things that you want to do with video blogging. Cool. That's all I got there, and I think you're done. Anybody got any questions? Questions? All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say a few things. What's today? Thursday?
It's Thursday.
We got nothing going on Thursday. Nope. Tomorrow's business training is a doozy. It is. Tempest is almost returning to us on these days, yes, and I'm very excited about that. She's amazing and far smarter than what she was yesterday, that's for sure. So get ready for that. But tomorrow's business training is a doozy. Just, you're gonna love it. I may not put it on the I just may not. Someone be a good person for me and put in chat Daryl's link to his podcast, if you don't mind. And while they're doing that, I want you to be on the lookout for other great things. I'm assuming Phil and Susan will be starting a podcast soon. I don't want to speak for them, but they're smart people, and it just makes sense. I'm assuming, let's see, Ice Buddy, could you put your link in the podcast for me? No, other way around. Your link in the chat for me to your podcast. The goal is group economics. So if you're looking at that link,
Tony does this stuff. I don't know.
Tony does it. Okay, I can find it.
He went out to a doctor's appointment. Sorry about that.
No, no problem. I can find it super quick. I'll put out the iTunes link, as that's the one that I would find. Hold on, real quick. Hard. The goal, ladies and gentlemen, is group economics. All you have to do is follow one of these wonderful people. Yes? Yes, follow one of these wonderful people. And when you follow them, what's going to happen is very, very simple. When you do something, they'll follow you. Is that fair? Am I making some sense here? Right, so let me go to my library because I actually am subscribed to her podcast. I'm at my library. Faster from my phone. Now, while I'm also saying that, what I also want you to do is, hold on, I was looking at my screen. No one else has. Denise, can you put your podcast out there? You can do that. Put your podcast out there. That would be super swell. Super swell. You can do that. That would be awesome. And just go and like, and if you have a YouTube page, you don't have a podcast, put it out there. You guys go like, share, subscribe or something. Get used to loving on each other that way. That would be pretty good. The Ice Buddy Podcast iTunes. Give you enough time. You should have enough. That's enough time for you to be ready for that. And I still can't find this link. Faster from my phone, like I said. Boom. Share. And then link. You got it. Dan, I'm going to send you the link. And if you can put it in the chat, we would be ready to go. All right. So I just sent the link to you, and she's going to put it in the chat. The phone is a lot easier to navigate. And the computer, Denise has hers. All of y'all, I'm from Texas, so y'all is a real word. I'm paying $100 to everyone who subscribed today. Not really, but please support. There you go. So we have that. Everyone's there. Just go ahead, subscribe, copy, and paste. You know what, Deanna, just in case, they on the phone, copy and paste, all those links. Just don't do them individually. Just copy and paste one from the first link all the way down. Get the other extra chat and then put it inside the Business University as soon as we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your time. We won't hold you long. Be back tomorrow as we dominate and get ready for greatness. Antonio teach. Well, no. You got to do your call actions. Almost closed out.
Okay.
Give them a homework.
That's me, but I just don't think. So, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm sorry, before you do that, I just tried to subscribe to Denise's podcast, and it's not giving me Denise a place to subscribe, like subscribe here to sign in, a couple other things, but no place for that. I don't see it.
Denise, if you can unmute your mic. I have a SoundCloud account. Oh, does it at the top right follow in orange? Yep.
It said okay, in the top right it says create account, upload, sign in.
Come down a little bit.
Okay,
right
down it says follow. Okay, follow is it. Okay, got it.
Good job. Good. Just gained you another follow, Denise. Good job. Good. All right. So everybody should be doing that. And go ahead.
Yes.
All right. Got you two followers, Denise. Three. You're so raw. Yeah. There you go.
All right. So thank you, Grace. Thank you very much. So to that, call of action, create 7 30-minute videos. Start a vlog. I'm sorry. and then post your video, post your first video blog and tag members of the ATS Business University so we can support you and we can follow you as well. If you have any questions or you need suggestions on topics or anything, just take the one thing you're most passionate about. Think of 7 different aspects of that and just do and do that. And just do it for 30 minutes each. And we will definitely be looking forward to following you and watching you and subscribing to your podcast. Everyone, have an amazing day. Bossman, you want to close this out?
Losers, episode 14 is about to debut. It's already on YouTube. Watch Deanna and Grace be silly. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. All right, everybody.